Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeff Shaw. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skinner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of James. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph misplays the ball. That's an error on Randolph. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. James reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Ricky Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Randolph moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive towards first. Hernandez catches it and throws to second to double up Randolph. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mitch Webster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. James bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Randolph covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. Webster moves to second. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maldonado is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. Webster tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. McGwire reaches second base with a double. Canseco moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Furman fields it and tags McGwire, for the out. Canseco scores. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to third. Randolph moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. 1 out. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Guante covering, for the out. Randolph moves to third. Henderson moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGwire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire is walked intentionally. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webster bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Candy Maldonado batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Maldonado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Maldonado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the mound. Welch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. James moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner bunts towards first. McGuire fields it and throws to third for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Furman is 0-for-3 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Candy Maldonado now playing left field. Doug Jones now pitching. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webster bunts towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.